Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, December 21. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Economist says statistical facts discredit claims by Christian and Astafan that Dominica's economy is good. Domestic murder spree clouds a Christmas in Jamaica, and Tunisian assault over Berlin attack. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
The countdown to Christmas is on!
What?
Shop at Courts. Get double the products and double the deals with BOGO. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Buy one, get one 50% off at Courts. Tuesday 20th and Wednesday 21st December. Plus, pay nothing till March 2017. Get what you need in time for Christmas with BOGO at Courts. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
$1,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Former Director of Audit Clarence Christian says there have been significant improvement in Dominica's economy under the Roosevelt-Skerritt-led administration. He says Dominicans should never allow the United Workers' Party to get back into government as they failed the country in terms of economics. Christian was responding to claims by critics that the Dominican economy was better off under the UWP administration.
So how comes money was making money? How comes things were better under UWP?
Yes.
See, I mean, I want people to reconcile this for me, please. When I went into audit as director of audit, there were files and files and files and files of people pension and gratuity. Files upon files, the audit department was filled with files. Not because they were not doing their work. It's because there was no money to pay. They could not pay people their pension. They could not pay people their gratuity. Ask public officers when they retire now how long it takes for them to get their gratuity. Sometimes even before they've finished their pre-retirement, their check is waiting for them in the treasury. Their check waiting for them in the treasury. And you want to come and tell people now things are better, things are worse off.
Meanwhile, attorney Anthony Astafan says based on data from the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, there has been a rapid reduction in poverty and unemployment in Dominica. He contends that the emergence of new businesses is a clear sign that Dominica's economy is prospering.
That we are relying on statistics and data from the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, from the IMF, from the World Bank, that has recognized the dramatic reduction in poverty and the dramatic reduction in unemployment. Unemployment in Dominica now is probably under 10%. And they who have recognized the structural changes that the government has made. We also rely on our eyes. We're driving on roads. We're seeing new buildings in Roseau. We're seeing new hospitals. We're seeing new... Let me give you an example. Save-A-Lot. Has opened, Minyas is expanding, 7-Eleven is expanding, AC Shillingford has moved into Portersville, Breezy Mart has gone from retail to entirely wholesale, the Nassif's opened Esmart. You don't have the opening of these type of businesses if in fact there's a collapse in the economy. You have Secret Bay, you have Rosalie Bay, you have a number of new hotels, Regent Bay and others, that have opened over the last 5 to 10 years. And the capital investment in the country under this government is extraordinary. Now we come in with a new state-of-the-art hospital. The construction has started. The mobilization for construction has started. The education we have, the access to healthcare we have is miles ahead of what existed in 2000. But they cannot rely on data that we are relying on. They cannot rely on information that is objectively verifiable through the regional and international institutions.
Economist Joshua Francis says statistical facts discredit claims by Clarence Christian and Anthony Astafan that Dominica's economy is good. Francis wants them to disclose what statistics they are using to support their claims. Government ministers have repeated throughout 2016 that Dominica's economy is growing and expanding. Recently, Christian said there are large deposits in the banks, and to him, this is a confirmation that the economy is growing. Francis describes a Christian and Astafan's statements as speculation and political propaganda. He believes the necessary data needs to be brought to the discussion, and those who claim the economy is expanding significantly should provide all the necessary documents to support their claims from the year 2000 to this present day.
Who are the people saving? Who are the people making the deposit? That's an important question. It would be nice to look at the data to ascertain who are the people, because it may very well be that some people are making deposits, but these are people who have the means. Mm-hmm. It could be persons making huge deposits as a platform for investments. Now, the gentleman made mention of the credit union. As you know, at the credit union, there is a savings deposit facility. Whenever you take a loan, you have to do what is referred to as a compulsory savings. So this is not necessarily a voluntary savings facility. It may very well be that more persons are taking loans. But more importantly, Matt, persons sometimes save out of fear. For example, if you're losing confidence in the economy, you fear that next year things are going to get real bad. So you tell yourself, let me put something under the bed for wet days. And I'm sure you have heard that before. So you have to look at the behavioral economics as to why is it that if what he says is true, as to A, who are the people who saved? B, where did that saving come from? C, why are the people saving?
Freelance journalist Kalal John Baptist is of the view that recent statements made by former director of audit Clarence Christian are politically motivated and have no merit. Christian recently accused a former UWP administration, which has been out of government since 1999, of not having been able to pay public officers their earned pension and gratuity.
So how comes money was meeting money? How comes things were better under UWP? I want people to reconcile this.
Meantime, John Baptist said Christian became director of audit during the DLP administration's term in office when austerity measures were implemented and public officers suffered hardships. John Baptist added that during his tenure as director of audit, Christian failed to fulfill all of his responsibilities and also failed to table audit reports when parliament sessions were conducted, and as a result was found wanting. John Baptist said based on reports, much better could have been done by Clarence Christian in his capacity as director of audit.
What a lot of people, they seem not to come to realize yet is that Mr. Clarence V. Christian became director of audit under the Pierre Charles-led administration, and that is way down, okay? They were already, and it is during that time when he became director of audit that austerity measures were implemented. So I do not know what Mr. Christian is talking about, and that is when people could not get pensions. And I'm asking that question. Is it the same Clarence V. Christian who has left and a lot of work on the desk of the director of audit? Is it that same gentleman that we had many audits pending, and he speaks about he having the file? I mean, the records are there. Over the past years, when you go to parliament, you're supposed to be tabling the director of audit report. Mr. Christian had about 3 audit reports pending. Is that the same gentleman?
President of the Dominica Manufacturers Association, Severin McKenzie, says the manufacturing sector in Dominica is plagued with a number of challenges. McKenzie was speaking following an initiative by Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Roosevelt Skerrett to make available financial support at the aid bank for local manufacturers. He says while he welcomes the initiative by the government, they are still faced with other serious challenges.
The manufacturing industry is confronted with a number of challenges, which starts from the bottom. Mm-hmm. And from starting from the bottom would be production of raw materials for those manufacturers who are involved in manufacturing, who depend on sourcing raw materials locally. A challenge with insufficient raw materials to be able to make it for consistent production. We also have, we are very seriously challenged with the packaging locally of local products, because we do not have a packaging plant here, then we are consistently challenged by having to deal with importation of our packaging material, which in fact can limit the creativity of our own packaging, because I'm realizing you will look at some of the products coming, imported products coming, you will see that every now and then they are changing the packaging. Whereas for Dominican products, you have to basically remain with one package because it's so expensive.
Mackenzie says the manufacturing sector here is also confronted with issues of technology, machinery, and standards, among other things.
And we also have the question of technology and machinery. You know, a number of our manufacturers are in fact cottage industries, and the machines that they use are not really for manufacturing per se. You know, a lot of them just use some domestic equipment for their processes. Then we have the problem when we have a child, you know, we have the question of the marketing of products locally, you know, getting Dominicans to appreciate the products that are made locally and against the imported competition. And standards, you know, being able to produce goods that meet the quality standard. You know, so there are a number of things that we have to do.
General Manager of Domlec, Batilia McKenzie, says the sole electricity provider on island is still suffering from the impacts of Tropical Storm Erica. However, she advises that the company is working tirelessly at getting back on the solid footing it once had prior to the storm. McKenzie says Domlec is in the process of constructing the Padu diversion to be completed by 2017. This, she says, also means that the damage done to the structure by the 2015 storm would have been restored at the Padu station.
We did suffer some damage to our pipeline as a result of Tropical Storm Matthew, and that compromised the loader plant, and the loader plant was off for a period of time, and we have since dealt with the pipeline situation, and it has been fully restored. And so that was post Matthew. We really do not rest. As soon as something happens, we deal with it so that we can continue meeting the needs of our customers. And that is our aim. Our aim is to be as responsive as possible to our customers.
Meanwhile, Mackenzie says she is still not satisfied with the level of Domlec's responsiveness.
It's not at the level that I want it to be, but I do believe that it is getting better. In fact, our reliability is increasing. The numbers show that. But I want it to be even better. Because you see, in the final analysis, Domlec is staffed by Dominicans who are also customers of the company. And so we have a vested interest, you know, to make sure that our customers get the kind of service that they deserve, which is a top-of-the-line service. And we are working towards it. I know sometimes the customers may say, oh, you know, we're not happy with the service and that kind of thing. But we recognize that there are shortcomings, and we are working towards doing so. And I dare say that we have improved. We have what we call quality of service standards. And we've done well. We are at 97%, but I want to be at 100% for the quality of service standards, because when you don't have 100%, it means to say that some customer did not get the kind of service that they deserved. And so I would really like to see an improvement in that in 2017.
The social, political, and economic challenges being faced by CARICOM member states could be overcome by a collective front. That's the view of current CARICOM chairman, Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. Skerrett, in his end-of-year message, said this is why colleague heads of government have taken steps to strengthen cooperation in the area of security, human resource development, health, and foreign policy. He added that the concern for the security of the region and the safety of the people has motivated heads to reinforce the regional national security architecture. Mr. Skerritt says the CARICOM heads have moved to improve arrangements under the CSME to make it more efficient so that the private sector and other stakeholders could more easily benefit from the provisions. According to Skerritt, joint action is also proving to be critical in addressing the troubling issue of correspondence banking, which threatens the island's economic, financial, and trading stability. And Police Superintendent Richmond Valentine says police officers will saturate the streets of Roseau during the Christmas season. He says a major challenge for this season is that of traffic management and theft. Valentine says the police force has embarked on an educational program as a means of sensitizing business owners.
As I said earlier, our major challenge is going to be traffic management, and you can pretty much say theft. Because persons are going to be vulnerable during those times, and persons with criminal minds are definitely going to take the opportunity on those persons that are vulnerable. And that is why we have to ensure that we do all within our power to saturate the streets of Roseau with police officers.
In other news, as 2016 draws to a close, Jamaicans might agree that the year has yielded some progress on the economic front, holding some hope for 2017. But a dark cloud remains: homicides, most of them in certain areas of the island. In particular, the recent murders of several women by their partners or exes has shocked the country, sparking a sometimes heated debate about Jamaicans' perceived inability to resolve disputes, as well as the tricky dynamics of male-female relationships. Each case, including the high-profile uptown murder of a pregnant woman by her boyfriend, has revealed a certain painful realities of interpersonal conflict in Jamaican society. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, reports that 24 women were killed in domestic disputes this year, being a 60% increase in women killed in intimate partner violence compared to 2015. And German police are searching for a Tunisian over Monday's Berlin Christmas market attack, media reports say. According to a temporary stay permit found in the cab of the lorry that plowed into crowds, the man named Anis A. was born in 1992, the reports say. A police operation is said to be underway in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, where the permit was issued. And that's the midday news, but first, a recap of our headlines. Economist says statistical facts discredit claims by Christian and Astafan that Dominica's economy is thriving. Domestic murder spree clouds Christmas in Jamaica, and Tunisian sort over Berlin attack. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I'm Kimberly Benjamin.